It's Tracy's Neighborhood Podcast.
Hey, everybody. It is Tracy from Tracy's Neighborhood, and we are super excited to bring in Sherry Klein this morning. She is the founder and acting executive director of a new organization in Michiana called Dress for Success Michiana. And Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Tracy.
Dress for Success Michiana. So this was your idea. You guys are new to the area. Tell me a little bit about Dress for Success.
We are an independent nonprofit organization that works to empower women to achieve economic independence by providing a network of support, professional attire, and the development tools to help women thrive in work and in life.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, you obviously started this organization here, so you feel pretty passionately about this. How did you get the idea? You know, just what prompted you to do that?
That is such a good question. Thank you for asking that. I'll try to condense it and not. So I was laid off in April of 2017. I had been in the employment and training industry for about 20 years. And all of a sudden I'm faced with, oh my gosh, I have to interview.
Oh.
And teaching people how to interview and, you know, kind of walking them through the process and everything like that is so different than when you actually have to go out and do it. And so, you know, I knew what my skill set was. I knew what my passion and the dedication that I could bring to an employer would be. But I really struggled just confidently communicating that. And I had to reinvent myself, bring a fresh perspective to my skill set, and just maintain that emotional resilience in the face of the you know, no responses, the will be in touch responses, and then, of course, the wonderful, after careful consideration, we've gone with another candidate responses. And it was just really hard. So I was, you know, kind of on the internet doing some research, and I found Dress for Success. And, it's an organization that helps women who are trying to rise above their circumstances and achieve their vision of success and independence through employment. And I just knew how soul-crushing the job search can be without the right perspective. So, you know, on behalf of all the amazing women in my life, I clicked the start an affiliate link in your community. I wanted to donate suits that I had. I wanted to pay it forward. So that's how I found the start the affiliate link. And after doing some research about Dress for Success and listening to some of the interviews that Joy Gordon had done that are available on different podcasts and doing as much research as I could about Dress for Success, I thought, oh, this organization truly understands what it is to be a woman and have to enter the job market, look for a new job, to interview. They just really understood everything. I felt like they understood what I personally was going through. So then, you know, I wanted to donate my suits. I found the start an affiliate link. I clicked it, and here we are.
Wow. And you know what? I think you've made so many good points, but it's about more than dressing, because it's funny, because when you see Dress for Success, you think of that, like, you know, suit donations. But really, your organization is doing so much more in terms of working with women to help build a resume, right, and help their interview skills.
We do, and our affiliate focuses primarily on job retention. So we work with different community organizations that focus on employment and training. So a good example of that would be, we'll say, Goodwill Industries. Mm-hmm. So we partner with Goodwill, and they can refer women to our organization who have an interview lined up or who are getting ready to interview, and we will provide them with a suit. An interview suit, because, I mean, I remember the very first interview suit that I purchased and how good it made me feel to put that suit on, knowing I was, you know, going out into the world. I was going to set the world on fire. So clothes have memory. So it starts with the suit, and the suit really is the symbol of, you know, the 45,000 plus women in our community who have been there and done that and completely understand what another woman is going through and how hard and challenging that can really be. So, yeah, it just starts with the suit. But we focus a lot, or will be focusing a lot, on the job retention piece. So working with our community providers who are skilling these women up, who are helping them enter the helping them enter the workforce, and then we will help them. Like a good example would be understanding corporate culture or trying to understand the IRA or the 401k or whatever those retirement plans are, helping them understand their insurance benefits. You know, there's just so many unwritten rules when you start working for the first time that you have to try and navigate, and it can be overwhelming if you're not familiar with them.
Absolutely. And Sherry, tell me, how expensive are your services, or is this free?
Our services are free for women, for the women who are referred to us.
Okay.
So if you're referred by Goodwill or St. Margaret's House, the YWCA, we have a partnership with the Center for the Homeless and with HOPE. And we are always looking to extend and expand our referral partnership network. But women who come to us receive our services for free. That's why clothing donations are so important to our organization.
And I was just going to ask that. What can people do to help? And perhaps they're not in that situation and they're blessed and they have a good job. But what can our community do to help?
That is a wonderful question. So we are brand new to the community. So we're just starting out. Clothing donations of work appropriate, interview appropriate clothes are critical. You know, we have women that are going to be interviewing, so we need suits that are in pristine shape, because we don't want to send a woman to an interview with a suit maybe that has a stain or a tear, or, you know, is pilling, it's, you know, kind of looking worn. And we want something that just looks fresh and very pretty. And if you were to feel confident wearing it to an interview, that is the type of clothing that we really need, need for Dress for Success. You know, and the other part of it is if you are passionate about helping women achieve economic independence, we need volunteers. I need personal stylists. I need makeup artists. You know, if you want to come in and run a workshop for us, you have that skill set that you could, you know, that HR skill set, you could come in and do some workshops for us. You know, all of our volunteer positions are gender neutral. Men and women are welcome to come in and help with the Dress for Success mission. We just ask that, you know, you're just passionate about helping women achieve economic independence. You know, financial donations, because, you know, we are a nonprofit and the clothing donations can only take us so far.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are passionate about our mission and want to donate financially to our organization, we would sincerely appreciate that. So our model is a little bit different because we are utilizing headquarters at Ignition Park. So that's co-working space.
Mm-hmm.
So our admin costs right now are extremely low. Most of the donations that we receive go directly to client support.
That's fantastic. So how can people learn more if they've heard something on this podcast that interests them, whether it be coming in to run a workshop or, you know, volunteering with you guys, donating clothing? How do they learn more?
Well, they can go to our website, and that's michiana.dressforsuccess.org. We have our volunteer positions, our model, a description of our service model. You know, we serve St. Joe, Elkhart, Marshall, and LaPorte counties. Right now I'm actively looking for two board members that would be interested to serve for LaPorte and Elkhart County. We're looking for legal representation. I would love to have assistance from a CPA, just to kind of help us put all of our financials together and work with our finance committee. So they can come to to our website. We also have a Facebook page, so you can just search for Dress for Success Michiana, and we have information about our organization there as well. We also have Twitter and Instagram, and we have started a blog post on Medium.
Awesome. Well, Sherry, you know what? Thank you so much for using your passion to try to help people in this community, because, you know, sometimes some of us have an idea and we don't go for it, and how scary it can be too, to just launch out there and put yourself out there and do what you're doing. So I commend you. It sounds like an awesome organization.
Oh, Tracy, it is. Once I start talking about Dress for Success Michiana, I have a hard time stopping. So, you know, I'll meet and greet people out in the community, and I'll start talking about it. And they're like, okay, Sherry, I really got to go. And I'm still talking to them as they're walking out the door. But, you know, when you have that passion and dedication and you truly believe in your mission, it just comes naturally to talk about it all the time.
Absolutely. Good luck with this. And thanks for talking to us this morning. Until next time, it's Tracy from Tracy's Neighborhood.
If you'd like to be featured on Tracy's Neighborhood, just go to sunny1015radio.com. Click on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy tab and look for Tracy's Neighborhood. Thanks for listening.